I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello and welcome back to the FPL Roundtable, the only fantasy Premier League podcast where we guarantee that you might learn something about fantasy, probably. I'm your host, Kevin DeVries. Joining me, as always, is my good friend and partner in crime, Rob Langevin. Now, Rob, it's a crazy short week. We'll have a similarly short episode, but I'm sure everybody's freaking out. I had a couple people blowing me up, being like, hey, yo, Kev, I'm thinking about using that wild card.
No.
Should people? Exactly. That's what I thought as well.
No. Wait. We don't know what's going on with the schedule yet. The double game weeks have yet to be determined. Yes, we sort of kind of know who's going to be playing what and where and who's already blank, so you could pretty much fill in the pieces of who's going to fill in where, but we just don't know the weeks yet and how the matchups are going to be favorable for which players and which teams until after the FA Cup, I believe the next round or the round after that. So, I mean, using your wild card now to fill a team, listen, this is basic knowledge here. On a normal game week, there's 20 teams playing. That means 220 startable options every week for everyone to choose from. This week, there are only 8 teams playing. That's 88 players possible. You know, doing the percentages, you start 11 guys out of 220. Now, if you start 9 or 10 out of 88, your odds and percentages are way better if you pick the right guys. That's all I'm saying. I know that kind of doesn't make sense, but it really does make sense because, you know, the limited options, there's going to be limited options every week. But this week, if you hit on guys, you know, there's certain guys that everybody's going to own. You know, the Seamus Colemans, the, you know, Gylfi Sigurdsson's, the, you know, Lukaku. Those are probably three of the top guys that are probably going to be owned universally this week because they're the shining stars of defense, midfield, and forward. You know, you can throw in Sadio Mane or any Liverpool, Firmino, Coutinho, anybody else you want to buy into. But this week, this is the general moral of the week. It's okay to go to war with 8. It's great to go to war with 9. If you have 10, you're better than everyone else. Not everyone is going to have a full starting 11 this week that doesn't take a minus. It's going to be a physical impossibility unless somebody didn't gamble on the double game weeks. And if they didn't gamble on the double game weeks, they're not playing this game right and they're not paying attention. You know, the double game week with City and Stoke kind of threw a wrench in everybody's plan for this shortened week. Everybody was setting up for it originally. And now they had a backpedal because they saw the fantasy goodies, you know, the Raheem Sterling, you know, outputs, the Leroy Sané's, the Agüero's, and whatever Stoke may throw on the, you know, Markovic, you know, was brought in a good number. And it threw a wrench in everything. So now we're on to week 28. We only have 4 games, 8 teams. You know, 6 of the teams are probably fantasy-wise. I mean, and then maybe you may have one guy off of those 6 teams that are possibly rosterable. You know, I mean, other than Liverpool and Gylfi Sigurdsson, I don't know any. Maybe a West Brom defender like McCauley or Coleman in defense. You know, I don't know where everyone else is complaining about. Listen, there's reasons that you roster people, and then there's reasons you don't roster people. And now is not a time with the truncated schedule that's, you know, on the slate this week to panic and start taking minus 8s just to get them, you know, just to get a formidable 11. Just everybody needs to chill out, relax. Don't use your wild card. You know, listen, I know it sucks that you're not going to have a full 11 and you go into battle, you know, already at a loss because you're not getting points. But you know what? Live to fight another day, Kevin. Live to fight another day.
Yeah, I think that's definitely good advice here. I do have some either-ors written up, so we'll get to that in a second. But I do just want to touch on something I noticed strange price change-wise, which was we talked about before the show earlier today just about how we probably didn't need to do price changes because it would just be whoever's playing this week. Mm-hmm. But this is the week that Charlie Daniels and Adam Smith both went down,
mm-hmm.
which seems like 2 weeks too late to me.
Yeah, it's like a month too late.
And now they're both actually playing this week.
Yeah.
Like, this is the week to not.
You know, they're basically, you know what it is? It's basically like, all right, I asked the head cheerleader to the prom. She turned me down. I can always go with my cousin. You know, she said she'd go with me, but you know what? I don't really want to go with my cousin. It's crazy. You know, just because they're playing, that doesn't they don't nobody wants them. They're the ugly stepcousins.
Yeah, yeah. They're the stepsisters that the glass shoe doesn't fit.
Yeah, completely. Yeah. I mean, I get a kick out of, you know, people bringing in, you know, tons of players that aren't playing this week. You know, via transfer, like, you know, the most transferred in midfielder right now is Sadio Mane, of course, you know, and then Firmino, King, Sigurdsson, and then Dele Alli is fifth.
Yep.
You know, and then Pedro is seventh. You know, it's weird. It gets weirder with the forwards. I believe. Give me 1 sec. Yeah. It's Llorente, Lukaku, and then Kane, Gabbiadini, Costa are 3, 4, 5. Like, sure. I understand that you're maybe trying to speculate that their prices are going to go up, but they're not going to go up. I understand that you may want these people for week 29, but we're still in week 28. These guys are going to blank. You don't bring in a blank player. You know, that's just showing me that these people are either overconfident or they just saw what just happened and they're just buying names because they're fresh on each other's minds.
Yeah. It's
crazy.
I'd agree with you there. All right. Well, now let's hit you with some differentials. So these are to bring people in for this week. You shouldn't. We're gonna do start sits later. It's just gonna be starts because sit the people that aren't playing. You crazy people. So starting off, they're both in the low sixes. Fernando 3 goals in the last 5. Llorente or Andre Gray, who also had a brace at the weekend.
It's still Llorente for me. I've been on the Llorente kick for, you know, 2-3 weeks. And stupid me, if I wasn't already taking minuses to fill in my roster in other places, he would have been in my team 2 weeks ago, and I would have had the benefit of, you know, getting the 3 goals that he put together and the 20 points in the last 2 weeks instead of, you know, whoever I was playing, you know, the midfielder or the third striker option, whoever I played. It's Llorente for me. I don't trust Burnley. I don't trust Liverpool's defense either, but I don't trust Burnley at all. I know Gray, you know, had tallies this week. But yeah, it's Llorente for me against at Hull. You know, yeah. Hull's better defensively at home, but you're not, if you're bringing one of these two in, if you're looking at your team right now and you're looking at it and say, all right, I own Lukaku and say I own Aguero, and you own another forward that isn't playing this week, say, you know, could be anybody. Just put Diego Costa in there. Say you own Diego Costa, and you're like, all right, I need a striker this week because I can't go into battle with only one striker in Lukaku. You know, who am I downshifting to so I can go right back up to Costa or Kane the following week? You know, or if you want to get Aguero out the next week, or you want to shift Lukaku to Kane or Costa the following week, you know, you're bringing these players in, Llorente or Gray, looking at them from a multiple week, you know, situation. You're not bringing either one of them and be like, all right, I'm going to bring one of them in, and this is the only time I'm going to have them, and then you're going to immediately transfer them out. That makes no sense to me. That's why I also like Fernando Llorente, because he's got Hull, Bournemouth, Borough on the next three. And then he plays Spurs at home, West Ham, Watford, Stoke. So basically, you can get 6 out of 7 playable games there from a 6.4 striker compared to what, you know, the inconsistency of what Andre Gray is and Burnley, who doesn't score it very often. So yeah, I'm firmly leaning Fernando Llorente.
All right, fair enough. Here's the follow-up question for that.
Ooh,
do you think that people can roster both Sigurdsson and Llorente this week?
Do I think they can? Yes. Because of the shortened schedule, it makes them look shinier. Sigurdsson is, you know, probably the most ownable guy this week, probably on this side of Mane, I would say.
I think you're ahead of Mane.
Perfect. Yeah, I mean, you'd be on the same page at least. Yeah, because the one thing about that is, I think that if Llorente scores, it's coming from Sigurdsson. So you're basically getting the best of both worlds there. And if you get a penalty kick, Sigurdsson's going to take it. So unless Jack Cork is on the field and then he takes it. But I don't see a problem with it. Yeah, I don't have a problem with it because I know you're relying on a lower level club to give you fantasy returns that normally you wouldn't bank yourself on. But look at the slate. Look at the teams that are you know vying for fantasy goods this week. Bournemouth. Can anybody trust anything on Bournemouth right now besides maybe Josh King? West Ham. Not really. Everton. Everybody owns Lukaku. There's nobody through the midfield that you would roster besides a punt maybe in Tom Davies and maybe Ross Barkley.
Later. Yeah.
West Brom. No, they don't score enough. Hull, there's nobody on the offensive side of the ball. I think that you would want a roster there. You know, Rosicky's looks really good. Lazar Markovic looks really good. But you're not bringing them into the official game in like a daily format? Absolutely. I'd be looking at them all day. Swansea versus Hull. I mean, the two shiniest options in that matchup are both on Swansea, and they're Llorente and Sigurdsson. Liverpool has all the goods. It's basically anybody in the midfield. And Burnley, I don't really trust anything that's going to happen there at Liverpool. So I mean, with the limited options, the Swansea duo that you mentioned, they definitely have more appeal because of the truncated schedule.
Yeah, I'd agree with you there. All right, so I think we both agree Mane is worth the price and is better than Coutinho and Firmino at the moment.
Yeah.
But if you wanted to double up with Firmino or Coutinho, which one would you do it with?
You'd already own Mane. Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Is what you're saying. Oh, that's a tough one, Kev. Yeah, I mean, you know, Mane's the most owned now of the duo.
And rightfully so.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. Because, you know, people love him. Because they love his haircut, his big receding hairline, his shiny forehead. They all love that stuff. Yeah, Mane's at 18.7%, Coutinho's 17.6%, and then Firmino's way down at 10.9%. Just by that, I'd probably lean Firmino, only because there's probably a little bit of a differential there.
Yeah, I think that's interesting. Now, would you rather double up on Liverpool guys like that or go for Ross Barkley, who, goal and two assists in the last five matches, I think he's 12th over that period in goals contributed towards. He's most in chances created over that period. Second in assists. I don't know. I'm just wondering, out of those Merseyside clubs, whether you'd rather double down on Liverpool or bring in an Everton guy instead.
Well, the thing with that is, since you only get three players from each team, would you rather have a double?
Oh, Everton you're saying defender? They're better Evertons? Yeah.
Would you rather have a double Everton defense with Baines and, you know, Coleman or Coleman and Funes Mori?
Or if people are still holding on to Holgate, is their price dump? You also have Tom Davis. That's a good point.
And a lot of people are still holding Holgate because of the price. And everybody's owning Lukaku. So, you know, it becomes is he better than someone else? And then you'd have to make two changes. If you're doubling up on the Everton defense, you have to make two changes because you have to get an Everton defender out to bring Ross Barkley into the midfield, and then you have to bring a defender in. So you're automatically taking a minus just to bring in someone else who is probably, you know, you're probably throwing a blank person away, or you're throwing away a Chelsea defender or, you know, a Stoke defender or somebody else that you brought in, you know, recently or even relying on. So, I mean, it's kind of a tit for tat thing. I know Barkley is killing it in chances created and his DFS numbers. I know we don't talk enough about that on this program because it's not really our bag on this show, but his DFS numbers are comparable to where his price is, and he's doing a lot of good things. He's just not getting a lot of results that, you know, maybe Ross Barkley by name should be doing.
Yeah, I did just kind of want to highlight that he has been playing better as of late.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And he's sitting a little bit further back, which usually is a bad thing, but I think that's closer to his natural position, and so they're getting more out of him. Because Tom Davis is basically overlapping him every time. Yeah. All right.
Well, I actually have a what do you call it? A buy? What do we do it? What do we call this?
Oh,
this
either or. Here?
An either or. Mm. Would you rather?
Yes.
Tom Davies or Tom Carroll?
Oh, snap. Tom Davies because he plays further up and because Everton are better.
I don't know. Did you see Carroll's service there? He was pretty good on the board.
I did, but remember, he also did the exact same thing in his first match and then hadn't done it since.
Yeah, no, I know. I'm just saying they're both similarly priced.
Yeah, no, it's interesting.
Yeah, if you're coming up
against that player cap, I think it's close.
Yeah, it's one of those Everton triples versus there's no way in hell you're owning three Swansea
Llorente
players.
Llorente Carroll and Fair.
Or, you know, it's Llorente Sigurdsson and Alfie Mawson or Martin Olsen.
Yeah,
or,
Mawson's not a bad shot. Man, you know, it is so hard for me to emotionally buy in on Olsen, but some of those near post finishes have been delightful.
The only good thing about that is he's not going to be on Swansea for long. He'll be on another team next year, hopefully.
I mean, you'd assume with the way he played thus far. All right, the last positive one, Josh, 4 goals in his last 5 King, or Robert, wow, he's been awful since moving to West Ham, Snodgrass.
Oh, you mean Josh, 5 in his last 6 King?
I mean, you're talking. I always do sample sizes of 5, but yeah.
All right, sure, okay. And who is the second one? I'm sorry.
Rob, what happened? Snodgrass.
Oh, you know, if crosses and, you know, other things like that were involved in the FPL official game scoring, I'd say Snodgrass all day. But unfortunately, they're not. And I'm going to go with Josh King only because I think since he's the PK taker, I know Snodgrass may be the PK taker if Noble's not on the field. But I'm going with Josh King only because the results are there for you. Bournemouth doesn't score. And when they do, he does.
Yeah, so. That's true, and he takes the penalties, obviously, mm-hmm. as he did last week.
All right, really? Where did you hear that? I might have just said that.
Well, I was looking at the next thing. But, no, it's true. But he does score from open play as well. And he's listed as a midfielder, which is pretty dope. Lastly,
and he's in the fives.
He is. Lastly, as a negative, if you have Costa and Alexis, which one are you getting rid of?
Jesus.
Yeah, right.
That's a good one.
This is a situation, by the way, that I am in. So this better be good.
Chelsea has Stoke, Palace, City out of the break, off the blank, and then Bournemouth.
And Arsenal have a pretty good run.
Yeah, they do. They do. This is one of those things where I think it depends on where you're making your moves coming out of this week.
Mm. Can I tell you how I'm leaning?
Sure, absolutely. Because the readers and listeners at home would love to hear how you're doing it, Kevin.
Right. Well, my thought is there are fewer sure thing midfielders than there are sure thing forwards. Now, the gap between I think the gap is Alexis, something Sigurdsson, blank, blank, blank. I don't know who's next. Probably Mane. Is probably in that top three. But outside of that, I mean, Hazard has been hot and cold all year. So has Eriksen. Ali's been doing a little bit better. But if you look at the amount of forwards that are doing well right now, like here to rest the season, I mean, you have your cheaper options, like your Greys, your Llorentes, your Gabbiadinis. Then you have the high-priced guys like Kane, Aguero starting to score again. Costa's still obviously in there. Lukaku is actually doing the business at a somewhat reliable clip this season. Ibrahimovic, although he's out for the 3 matches. But I just feel like it's easier to get midfield wrong than forward wrong. And that's why I'm leaning Costa.
Well, it's also a numbers game, too. You roster 5 midfielders, so you have a better variety to get wrong, you know, and you only roster 3 strikers. I'd probably lean Sanchez because there's no one else, exactly like you said, I'm going to agree with you. There's no one else in the midfield like him. He's 24 points clear of the second place highest scorer in the game, and that being Eden Hazard at 163, Sanchez at 187, and then Dele Alli is at 155. So he's basically pacing himself away from everyone else in the midfield, whereas Diego Costa has, you know, competition comparable to him and even better in Harry Kane. So, yeah, I'd lean getting rid of Costa only because if you go to Alexis, you can go from Costa to Kane or Costa to Ibra after he comes back from the suspension or to Lukaku, or, you know, you can completely downshift and go to a Gabbiadini and go to go and then, you know, diversify your funds elsewhere.
So diversify your bonds.
Wu-Tang FPL Financial.
Also, breaking news of the podcast. Kane just rose in price.
Yep.
While we're doing this.
Yep. Wow. He's going up.
Everybody was so worried about the price rise that they made the price rise.
Mm-hmm.
What?
Yeah.
The ever living crap.
Yeah. You know, when it gets close to that jumping off point and, you know, people pay attention to the fantasy football fix, they know when he's going up. So they get an extra, you know, an extra shekel in their things. But I think that getting back to Kane or getting back to Costa becomes completely more easy. That's a great language. Now that Ibra is out for 29 and 30, because he immediately doesn't become an option now for everybody else. So everybody can basically, you know, either decide to keep Aguero if they brought him in or get rid of him and basically downshift and get Costa, Kane, and whoever they want, basically, on their three strikers.
Yeah. All right, well, this is a shorter show, so I don't know if I'm going to put a commercial break anywhere. I'm not sure if we're going to hit long enough, but it's time for starts.
Starts.
You're already familiar with all these names because we've talked about them already. But Romelu Lukaku, 10.0. I didn't know he was already 35% owned, which was a little surprising. But scored in the last two matches. Scored against Tottenham, who have the league best defense. It's not a great matchup against Bournemouth, admittedly, but they do always concede now. So you got to figure that's Lukaku. In midfield, Sigurdsson. We already said easiest call you could make. His six goals are tied with Lukaku, just one behind Kane, who has six goals and an assist over the last five matches. We don't need to tell you that the Gylfi Sigurdsson's good. You know that. In defense, maybe Everton, I guess. Not a whole lot of great defensive options this week. That's it. That's all of them, Rob.
Yeah, there really isn't any. I mean,
mention Mane, if you want to go there.
No, you know, I'll start in defense. I'm liking Hull's.
Interesting.
They're better at home. You said a couple weeks ago I bought in too early and I started touting them a little too early.
Yeah.
They basically have, you know, given up one goal in the last two games each. So yeah, invest in a Hull defender if you need to buy a defender to, you know, fill in your roster. But don't go crazy this week. Don't take a -8. Don't go anything bigger than a -4. Just do yourself a favor. Don't go crazy. Through the midfield, I mentioned him before. I think Tom Davies is a play this week. I think he's going to find something. Just watching him last week, he seems very, very involved playing, you know, ahead of Barkley, like you said. I think he could basically find something this week. If you're stuck with, you know, double Everton defenders and Lukaku, you really can't make the move there, so I wouldn't recommend it. But his price is very, very cozy. And he's somebody you can just bury on the bench after this week, and then when there's, you know, the double game weeks, he could be one of the first couple guys out. Defensively, yeah, I went into defense rating, and then forwards. I'm going to give a towel to Andy Carroll this week. Bournemouth is just blah. I think they have to score a lot of goals because their defense can't stop letting in goals. Andy Carroll looked okay against Chelsea. But Chelsea basically was playing the anti-Andy Carroll game. Every time he went for the ball, he was basically being, you know, outplayed by a smaller player who we've had discussions on this podcast that he has problems with height. But obviously he did some research and did some, you know, some studying up. So Cesar Azpilicueta did pretty well against Andy Carroll on some of those back post stuff. But Andy Carroll this week against Bournemouth, I could see him getting a goal. Short week, looks sexier. Why not? We're not doing sits, so there's nothing else I could say. I would say there's some sneaky guys, but there really isn't. I kind of like Tom Carroll, but I kind of like Hull's defense better than anybody else, which kind of leads me to belief that I'm probably not going to bring in a double swan. Even if you could do it, even if you do want to do it, I don't disagree with you, but I'm just saying it's just my preferential treatment to looking at my team right now. I mean, don't go crazy, people. 8 is good. 9 is okay. 10.
8 is great. 9 is fine. 10 is.
10, you're better than most.
Man, that didn't rhyme at all, huh?
10 you're winning.
10, you're the only 10 I see. I got nothing, man. Ben 10. Yeah. Wasn't that Ben, a show?
Ben 10, yeah.
Yeah, or 10-ness.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
10 Yeah. This is getting away from us, I think.
Well, we're just filling time, so it's awesome. We could do this all day.
Okay, well, let's talk about our teams then. Have you made any moves? Because I have a proposed move in my brain, but...
No, I'm sitting on 8 guys currently playing. I have this week playing. I have to make a move defensively because I don't have enough defenders. So I'm currently rolling with double Chelsea defenders. So one will be gone. It'll probably
also
be
because they've stopped scoring and also stopped keeping clean sheets. Well,
they're now the new West Brom is what they are. They let up goals in the 80th minute and break your heart. So I have Foster in goal. I'll have Baines, Maguire, and whoever I want to bring in. It may be, I don't know, maybe Coleman, but then I'd have to make another move because I already own 3 Everton players. But anyway, so it's to be determined, the defense for me. Through the midfield, I'll have Coutinho, Davies, Sigurdsson playing, and then Lukaku up top, and then I'll probably have to make another move. So I'm probably taking a -4 because I want to get to 9. So I don't know what I'm doing yet. I'm waiting for things to develop. I like waiting on short weeks where there's limited amount of options to basically try to play a complete differential than someone else, especially since I'm chasing points in my mini league.
Yeah. Well, the things that I'm thinking about doing, perhaps uncontroversially, are bringing 2 of the most owned players in all of fantasy. And both of them are in the team of the year thus far. It's swapping out Diego Costa for Lukaku against West Brom and swapping Sterling for Sadio Mane. The only thing that's potentially holding me up is that I do have Holgate at the back. And listen, I don't know if people have been watching Everton, but Ramiro Funes Mori has been profoundly garbage of late.
Oh, he's
so
bad.
So the real football side of me is expecting Holgate to get another chance soon. But... if it doesn't happen, I'd be a little more concerned. If I make my double move of bringing in Lukaku and Mane, I would technically just have Kane not playing with Holgate as a question mark. And I don't think that's too bad. I don't think that's too bad of a situation to be in, so I don't think I'm going to remove Holgate, because if he does play, that really saves me. I mean, being able to roll out 10 with just a -4, I think, is definitely a positive. But as you said, I don't think you want to go beyond that. And I definitely don't think it's time to wild card.
Yeah, no, don't go crazy, Kev.
Don't go chasing waterfalls.
No, because it'll only lead you to the rivers and the streams that you're used to.
Preach. Hey, you know what? If you don't know where you're going, any road will take you there.
Mm. Oh, you know who else I like this week? Mm. Manuel Lanzini.
Hey, dude's been balling. How have we not talked about Lanzini?
Yeah, he looks like if I could like generate myself into like a soccer player, like body size and style and how I'd wear my hair, it'd be Manuel Lanzini.
I'd be Eric Lamella and we'd still be friends.
I don't know.
He does have some weird dark shark eyes.
Yeah, but. He does. He looks like a creepy
Oh, he's definitely killed somebody before.
Oh, he's got some pseudo-American warrants waiting for him.
cool, captains. I think Mane versus Burnley or Sigurdsson Hall. I don't know.
It's going to be 1 of 3 guys for basically almost everybody. It's going to be whoever they're invested in a Liverpool midfielder, whether it be Coutinho, Firmino, or Mane. Yep. They're going to gamble on one of those. It's going to be Sigurdsson or it's going to be Lukaku. It's going to be one of those 3 for most everybody basically looking at their team.
Revenge game. Lukaku was on loan at West Brom for a year.
There you go. Total And they're good for a goal plus 80 minutes. So
I think that was 5 years ago now.
It had to be.
He's been at Everton for three. There was that like loanish year, or that year when he kind of stayed at Chelsea.
Mm-hmm.
I think the year before that was West Brom. Man, good times.
Good times were had by all.
Any love for any of the West Brom guys, or are you just worried about that Everton defense being decent?
I think Everton's okay defensively. I mean,
Chadley's been doing well.
Oh, I like Chadley. Yeah, I definitely like Chadley. But I just think I like the Everton defense more than I like, you know, Salomon Rondon or, you know, the injured gimpy Matty Phillips.
Yeah.
Or, you know, yeah. James Morrison. Or
the James Earl Jones, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Fair enough. Well, we are – let's just call it a day. It's shorter.
Might as well.
It's shorter anyway. So tell the folks where they can get at you.
You can find me on Twitter, Smokey_Loogie, or you can find my writings and stylings on Razzball.com.
Yep, and I am Kevin DeVries, at Kavroff on Twitter. Unless something drastic happens tomorrow, it doesn't look like we're going to be able to do a DFS show, because it doesn't look like there's going to be a DFS Premier League week on Saturday. But I will still be putting out stuff for Goal.com, and probably the Eagles week. I don't know. Just check my Twitter. I'll let people know what's going on. But obviously this. Obviously the EPL roundtable. And good luck in this weird mini week. As Rob said, don't freak out. Everything's going to be all right. And we'll catch you next week.
Peace.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.